All right. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Call a meeting to order at 10:30, and we could all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. All right, thank you. Just hang on till the agenda pops up.
Can you guys see it okay?
If you could bump it up once more, maybe two more times.
I don't know why our binder formatted this way, but
okay.
Is it over to the right of everybody?
To the right. I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we need a motion to adopt for the adoption of today's meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And for number three, we have no public participation, I assume. And once again, for the benefit of the future, we all receive these notes electronically several days ahead of time so we can go over and have a good idea what our meeting is all about. Be prepared to have a motion for our next official board meeting. Was it June 15th?
Yes, sir.
So I guess if there's any questions or discussions, if not, you know, either way, we'll send our comments to Neely and Kristen electronically and any other concerns we can discuss, and then be prepared to adopt this formally on the 15th. So is there any questions for Neely and Kristen right now?
No.
No.
So if I may just speak to
please.
To the development of this safety plan, it is a requirement for public libraries to establish one of these and submit to system to have on hand. We'll be sharing it with our union once it's complete. It was an involved process. I believe I mentioned last week there were a couple of libraries that had shared their boilerplate plans. So we took a little bit from everyone what we liked. Some of the related documents and policies. So what's new to Sachem Public Library is a plan of service and a risk management policy. And then we amended, so the incorporation of policies, the second half of this document, we've modified some things due to the requirements going forward with the public building, but we were also able to incorporate new policies as well, and we're pleased with that.
Excellent.
No, it looks good.
Very good.
Folks?
Yeah, I think Neely mentioned maybe just before we started that our lawyer is looking through all this, so we'll have all the comments for our meeting on the 15th. All right, so we don't need to make a formal motion.
No, we just wanted to introduce it to all of you, ask you to comb through it and get back to us with any questions, comments, concerns, revisions that you might have.
Okay.
We're ready.
Okay.
As we scroll down here. Okay, so I guess we have a few purchase items. I'm going to try and read this. It says, purchase request dated June 1st, 2020. I recommend the board approve the proposal for the Fidelis Construction Company, 600 Johnson Avenue, Bohemia, New York, 11716, for the installation of plexiglass sneeze guard barriers at all public service desks and staff offices for the amount of $20,375 $20,375. Respectfully submitted, Neely Gainey, Director. Any questions?
How many are actually being installed? What do we have as far as numbers that are?
So it is a number of panels at each of the public service desks. So I think there's, it depends on the length of the panel. We'll see it on site, but we have the public computer desk, the reference desk, welcome desk, circulation desk, children's desk, a homework room down in the teen department, and then destination. Those are the 7 public service desks that are having sneeze guards installed. And then Kristen went through a walk, analyzed the staff spaces with Fidel, and any place in between staff desks that we can install just a little bit of a barrier. We also have him doing that. So I'm not sure of that number off the top of my head, but that's every staff office space.
All right. And is it the kind that is like hanging from a ceiling, or is it actually mounted to the desk itself?
That's a great question. The only ones that'll be hanging from the ceiling are down in the teen department. Everything else will be mounted on a desk, and it will also be removable so that if it comes a time where we, or a season, that these aren't necessary, we can remove them, store them, and then take them out again if we need them in the future.
Excellent. That's good. Very good.
All right. Any other questions?
I'll make a motion for the purchase of the sneeze guards.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. And
okay, wait, let me get.
Yeah, I'm like, that was really large.
That's perfect,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, for board authorization for June 1st, 2020, I recommend the Board of Trustees approve the purchase under state contract of furniture and equipment for the lower level mezzanine quiet study area, tutor rooms, and magazine area from Demco, Post Office Box 7488, not to exceed the amount of $25,000. All items are approved in the 2019-2020 operating budget. I respectfully submitted to the Director. Any questions?
Yeah,
your first question might be where this P.O. box is, so I will add that into this board authorization.
Not a problem.
But I just interrupted someone. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I'm just wondering what this is going to look like. This is downstairs now. There aren't actual tutor rooms down there, right?
The tutor rooms are off to the side of the reference area, the reference desk.
Oh, so this is the main floor.
This is it's the lower level mezzanine. Then the tutor rooms, it's multiple areas. We have a lot of rearranging of furniture going on now to incorporate physical distancing. So we eliminated all of the 4 top tables that were in the lower mezzanine area, and we're replacing them with single top tables, or tables that can be grouped together that create space between people seated at them.
I see. Okay, great.
Okay.
Can be grouped together again after this is all over.
Excuse me?
I said, so when this is all over, those same tables can then be grouped together into a larger table if need be.
If need be, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions?
Nope.
All right. I will make the motion to approve the purchase of contract furniture and equipment. We have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Right. Okay. I believe that is the end of today's business. Any other questions, concerns, or anything?
No. Not at the time.
All right. Well, I will move to close the meeting at 10:40 a.m. on the 1st of June 1st of 2020. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and hopefully we'll see everyone on the 15th. And thank you for participating, and have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.